glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, June 18th, 2018. Okay, we're going to jump right into the Prime Life Times because we're getting already more than halfway through the month. We briefly read one that Joey wrote last week,
right.
But I want to get through at least this front page and some other ones because we've got a lot of comments on the front page.
Yeah, we did.
But the revival is now concluded. I know we talked about that for a month or two, and then every day or every couple days we have highlighted or featured, you know, the revival. But we're now praying that the seeds that have been planted,
yeah,
the message that's gone out, the
bring
people's lives that were impacted. So how about opening up our time this morning with praying over that revival, praying
okay.
over what God has done, the seeds that were planted, all the hard work and the effort and the energy that so many people put into it, the logistics and working all that out, taking down, you know, now you have
mm-hmm.
to remove all the signs.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always that clean up, and it's not as glorious as when you set up and anticipate
yeah.
things. So there's still work to be done. I know follow-up, databases to be worked through because they want to keep track of the people. So as they offer
yeah.
other opportunities and just the hearts that were transformed. And, you know, that parable where some of the seeds that were planted,
yeah.
probably Satan's already trying to derail or
yeah.
confuse or get people so consumed with their job or their career or other things that they're distracted in really dealing with what the conviction that came upon them at the time. So maybe just pray over what Dave and that whole team put together over those many weeks.
I'd be glad to. And it sounded like you were a little revived right there at the beginning. I thought you were going to sing your scripture.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, magnified. I thought, this is going to be a song.
I'm just pumped. It's
all
nice
right.
to have a weekend to get a little rest, to do some traveling, have some fun time with family, and get things organized. I'm one that, when I can get organized, I use my creative capacity
yeah.
to think up new things or ideas.
Have a base to work from.
Yeah. I love getting grounded. So
all right.
I'm feeling pretty grounded today.
Good. Okay. Well, I will pray about that. Revival, God, we just thank you so much for every single person and all their efforts that they did to honor you in this area and to bring your word to so many people, all the people that spoke, all the people that were behind the scenes, all the people that set up, the people that sang, Steve, who put the music together, everybody, Lord. And Lord, I want to pray, Holy Spirit, that your protection would come upon them afterwards now. Your protection, and that their lives would be filled. They would feel the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, for all the people that were touched and came, and even some who couldn't make it down there but still were praying. I know people that prayed every day. They couldn't go. And Lord, I just pray that you'd honor the effort of your people here. Lord, whether it was done perfectly or wonderfully or okay on any given moment or day, or that's not the point. I pray that you would honor the efforts of your people to reach out into this whole area. And Lord, we do pray for revival. We pray for revival for this nation, for this country. We pray for revival for this state of Illinois. Pray for revival for all the cities around us in all the different parts of Illinois. And now for East Central Illinois and for Western Indiana, we pray for revival right here. We pray it would pour down upon us and that it would just happen to us. It would just be there. We pray it in the name of Yeshua. We pray it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And all of God's people said, amen. Woo-hoo.
Revival.
It's happening. It's breaking out here. All right. Well, we're launched into a new week. It's
yeah.
always exciting. A new day, new week.
Well, you're making it feel
year.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah, I'm kind of pumped. Oh, and I'm thinking we're going to read from the front page, but I have to tell you a little
okay.
story. It was kind of funny. At the Ivan Parker concert,
mm-hmm.
John and Gail Heiselman, John delivers papers in Paxton, up towards Hoopston, Cisna Park, in that area. He's been coming down here like once a month or whatever, and we load him up with papers. And usually when he comes, Gail's knitting or doing something in the car. She's always in the front seat. I usually go out and say hi
nice.
To her and load up the papers or whatever.
I love it when people enjoy doing stuff together.
Yeah, yeah. So it was kind of like Herb and Marge.
Marge
is always driving around with
yeah.
Herb as he's running errands and doing things, picking up equipment for the station. Well, anyways, at the Ivan Parker concert, I was walking through some of the aisles and talking to people, and there was Gail. I was like, oh, Gail, I think this is the first time I've seen you outside of the front seat of a car.
Not just something in the car.
It was like, wow, oh, you're human. I see your whole body. You're right there.
Did she laugh?
She kind of smiled. Good. I gave John a good handshake because he's helping out with the primary.
I don't see how you keep straight who delivers the papers where. I mean, it is like getting big.
Yeah, it keeps growing. And during that revival, we had a stand there, and I handed out a lot of papers, mm-hmm. and we have the new places in Arthur and Arcola, and always looking at Harvest Moon Drive-In. I had Bob Dickey drop off some more papers there because Mike Haroon, he's handing out papers to people they come into the drive-in, so that's great. Yeah, he's gone through maybe 3 bundles or 4 bundles, hundred papers already.
That's
just been a few weeks, so... Yeah, anyway.
Excellent.
So thank you, John and Gail. It was great seeing you. And yeah, the Prime Life Times. My point with Gail was, as I was, seeing her the other day when they were picking up papers, she goes, I love that story about the pollinator pockets.
So many people have said that, Mark.
And she was saying, I hadn't thought about the, when I grew up, there was a lot of butterflies and stuff around and bees, but I haven't thought about it because, everyone's going to planting things that are more like plants that are easier to maintain or whatever, but where are all the butterflies? Where are all the bees? And it's because a lot of people don't want to tend with the flowers that are more of a hassle or more work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that was so interesting. So we're going to plant some things
and bring
some bees. And
look, that's such a good outcome.
Yeah. So she loved this article.
Yeah. I've heard a number of people just mention this article alone out of this paper.
And this is the June edition, available at 160 plus area locations, getting near 200.
What are we doing?
Yeah. So this is great. June 2018. And you can also read it online, primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And online, you can see the listing under distribution where all the locations are. So they're all located by town, alphabetized, and then there's the addresses right there. So.
Yeah. We got to keep that up to date. They're coming in fast.
Yep. All right. So this is pollinator pockets, and there's a great picture of a butterfly.
Yeah, a swallowtail butterfly gathers pollen from a coneflower, a native pollinator attractor.
Now, how did you pronounce that word, after gathers?
Pollen. What do you say? What is it?
Pollen.
What did I say?
I thought you said pollen.
Pollen. Oh, well, I have a few words I say.
your Southern belle is coming out again. Way Southern. All the way to Africa.
Rob told me, says that people have said, you just can't account for me because with the Southern and the English that I used to have, the accent from Africa, it's a disaster.
Okay, well, we all know what you mean.
What did you say? Pollen? Pollen.
Pollen.
I want to say it again. A swallowtail butterfly gathers pollen. Oh, I think you're right. Of course you are. From a coneflower, a native pollinator attractor.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful picture.
All right, this is on the front page, the June edition.
Okay, shall we read?
Yes.
Pollinator pockets, turning wasted spaces into beneficial places, by Maggie Doherty Roberts, who's getting quite famous from this paper.
People love her articles.
I know they do.
And she was the one you were saying that was kind of reluctant, didn't grow up being like an author or aspire to write articles or storytelling.
But when people have a lot to say and they can just get it written down, that's her.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. About 10 years ago, I decided to volunteer to help with the landscaping in our neighborhood, a subdivision of 270 homes with a fair number of common areas. I had already learned about the great problems facing pollinators, including loss and fragmentation of habitat, toxic insecticides, parasites, and diseases leading to population decline in many species. Hmm. The Homeowners Association, HOA, board first gave me permission to create a monarch way station in a commons area adjacent to my backyard. This meadow, as well as several other areas, was originally planted with native prairie plants. Over time and without management, however, these areas had become unkempt and unpopular with the HOA, so they had been mowed. They then became nondescript, what I would deem unproductive, wasted spaces. With a grant from the Herb Society, With a grant from the Herb Society, plant divisions from my yard, donations from fellow gardeners, and help from my husband, we removed the turf and planted a butterfly garden.
Hmm.
The first summer, we found caterpillars, butterflies, bees, and birds, and we knew we were on to something important. A fellow master gardener, Jaffia Ramkumar, joined our neighborhood landscape committee, and we shared ideas about how to make the former meadow areas productive again. Along the shoreline of the small neighborhood pond, where invasive weeds, alder trees, and enormous willows had taken over, we tackled the massive and controversial project of having them removed. We began planting native shrubs and flowers attractive to pollinators. Although the Conservation Reserve Program and other national initiatives have established thousands of acres of vital habitat for honeybees and other pollinators, research is showing that even small areas planted with the correct plants can offer benefits to pollinators. According to Dr. Douglas Tallenby, author of Bringing Nature Home, urban and suburban yards can be crucial to insect diversity and survival. So, the concept of pollinator pockets was born. We planted manageable pockets of beneficial, mostly native, plants, and we found that even areas as small as 5 by 5 feet or a row along a fence could benefit our pollinator friends and serve as oases.
Our pollinator friends. I just like the sound of that.
Yeah. In this vast sea of agricultural crops. That is what we live in, you know, a sea of agricultural crops. We have now planted many pollinator pockets in our subdivision and in our own yards. The benefits are remarkable. I have seen dozens of red admiral butterflies collecting nectar from button bushes, monarchs laying their eggs on milkweed, and all kinds of bees collecting pollen from these flowers. The Champaign County Extension Office has supported and promoted the pocket idea by training master gardeners and master naturalists who are available to speak to groups in Central Illinois.
Are you one of these?
No.
I'm just, get that on your resume.
I'm just nature's child. I'm not one of these official people. Okay. Through the Extension Office, homeowners throughout Illinois have registered more than 160 pollinator pockets. These pollinator-friendly places have provided nectar and pollen, pollen for honeybees, native bees, butterflies, moths, and even hummingbirds. The Extension website offers suggestions as to types of plants, depending on sunlight and moisture conditions. It is best to plant in layers, using a variety of flowering plants and shrubs with staggered bloom times occurring from spring to fall. Choose plants whose flowers are of different shapes and colors to support a variety of pollinators. Plants native to this area are the most beneficial. The goal is to have something blooming throughout the growing season. Here is your official permission to have a messy garden. Leave the dead stems up over the winter, so some types of beneficial insects can overwinter in the stalks. Leave some leaf litter. Create insect hideouts by adding tree stumps, trunks, and branches. If possible, add a water source. Let the part of the movement that shifts the paradigm from super neat gardens, like those on a magazine cover, to naturalized gardens, beneficial to our pollinator friends. You can find this concept in the book, Planting in a Post-Wild World, by Thomas Rayner and Claudia West. It's an inspiring call to action. If you really like the front of your home to have a nice, tidy curb appeal, then use the concept of business in the front, party in the back. Go ahead and keep your front yard mowed with neatly trimmed shrubs and well-placed, colorful flowers let loose in your backyard. Pollinators don't care whether your colors match. The right type of plants is the big idea here. Mm. Herbs are very popular with pollinators and people. Plant a small herb garden in a sunny corner of your yard, or plant herbs in pots. I always plant a Scarborough Fair pot, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Mm. Do you have an awkward area of your yard that's waiting to be something special?
B-E-E?
Yeah. Plant a pollinator pocket. Is your only available area between the garage and the fence? Plant a pollinator pocket. Live in a condo or have a small yard? No problem. Add a spring flowering shrub to your yard and keep some pots full of flowers blooming in a sunny spot in summer and fall. none of us can tackle all the environmental challenges our Earth faces by herself or himself. But if each of us does his or her part, together we can make a difference. For more ideas and to register your Pollinator Pocket, go to webextension.edu/CFIV/pollinators or go.illinois.edu/pocket. Be sure to check the Xerces Society for some great resources. I know. I love it when people do things that matter for this environment.
Excellent.
I mean, God gave us this earth. This is so fantastic.
And we were called from Genesis on to steward it. And
you bet we were.
Of it.
You bet we were.
Hey, if you didn't get to write down that exact website.
Yeah, why don't you say that again?
You need to pick up the June edition of the Prime Life Times. And you can find it at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or greatnewsradio.org, and there's a link that'll take you to the Prime Life Times. But it's the June 2018 edition. It's the front page, and these are at, I don't know, almost nearly 200 area locations, free of charge. And there are a number of you that subscribe, so we mail it right to your doorstep. So if you want to subscribe so you can get this edition, just call in 217-367-7777, 217-367, and as Joey Crow would say, 7777.
Oh, is that what he says?
Yeah,
That's
he says 7777. I like to say 7777.
Yeah, you do.
So, all right.
Well,
wow.
Go Maggie for a call to action.
Pollinator Pockets. Well, that's what Gail said. She's going to start planning some different things. I bet she's registered as one of those pollinator pockets.
Yeah. Well, when I was young, I know this probably shows my age, but when I was young, maybe you remember this, we had lived in a place where there was a lot of country around us, and there was just bees and butterflies all over. I stepped on bees so many times, got stung by bees. Oh. Of course, I like to go barefoot. So. But
yeah,
you
we
don't
have a lot
see
of,
them how much.
No, we have some flower gardens around our home in the country, but it seems like there's been less and less bees and less and less butterflies. And I don't know if it's what we've planted or if we've changed some of the things.
A lot of the pesticides. There's a lot of problems. The bees are being killed off.
Wow.
Yeah. Honeybees, so forth. But.
Oh, very nice.
Well,
hey, let's see. Let's turn the page here. Some of these ads, you know, this Prime Life Times can be offered free of charge because we have some great supporters that place ads and notices in here about some of the things they provide, the services.
Yeah.
And if you open up to that second page, don't you love that dog watch?
I do.
Hey, if you need a hidden fence, it's all about your dog, then contact Alan at dogwatchofillinois.com.
It's dogwatchofillinois.com.
Yeah, there's a cute little dog there. Enjoy the freedom that comes with the world's best indoor and outdoor pet containment and training products. Pet-friendly solutions and outstanding customer service makes Dog Watch a great choice to help keep your dog happy and safe. And I'm hoping that some of these advertisers, some of you are purchasing their products or their services, and so they keep advertising so we can keep offering this free of charge. And there on the third page are our good friends at the Muhammad IGA. Brooks Marsh is the manager, owner, head kahuna over there. I meet with him in a small group on many Thursdays there.
I like IGAs.
Oh, yeah. This one, proud supporters of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. And there's the IGA, Hometown Pride, fresh food, good values, family traditions, serving friends and family for 60-plus years.
You notice how we always gravitate back to food on this
that's
program?
Right. Yeah, there's our good friends at Flesher's Candy Kitchen.
Oh,
that's a
great
photo. Yeah, chocolates and
and the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, yeah, that's happening
next week
at the end of the month. Yeah, the 25th. Wow, a week from today on the 25th.
I know, June's. Well, I'm not gonna keep saying that. I feel like I say that every week.
Oh,
time
wow.
flies.
11 a.m. to 10 p.m., 10% of your total food purchase will be donated back to Great News Radio. You have to check in at the front desk, and you'll get a little sticker. That way they can account for how many people are checking in.
They have great salad and salad dressing and breadsticks.
Yeah, now all you can eat if you go during that lunch hour, I think up until about 2 o'clock or so.
And lasagna.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you're getting me hungry.
I know.
Let's see. Got another minute or two. Let's turn another page. Come live, come play. The Legends Apartments. Yeah, that's like free golf, free use of the clubhouse, all these fun things you can do. appreciate them. That's a half-page ad. So that helped pay for a number of these papers so we can offer them free of charge.
And Gladys getting us ready, Gladys Hunt getting us ready for the Champaign County Freedom Celebration.
Yeah,
that's in here.
You list that in there.
And I have to read this one title, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I just want to, by Doug Peterson. The article says, How Oysters, Quails, and Clark R. Griggs Brought the University of Illinois to Champaign County.
Oh,
I forgot the very first part. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I love it.
A classic picture, too.
Oh, I know. That's a great, and it's an interesting article, actually.
Hey, here's another provider in this paper that's supporting us, Morrison Home Improvement, specializing in home repair.
Hmm.
If you hire Lyle Morrison to come do anything from painting to home repair, he will testify to God's goodness in his life.
Oh, come on, really?
Guaranteed. I guarantee if you want somebody to share a God-honoring testimony.
Oh, I love having his ad in the paper.
Does like a quote or whatever, he's the man. He is phenomenal. I had him on a couple of years ago telling his story, and he's dealt with some health issues and been following the Lord for some years after dealing with alcoholism and such. And he just has been so faithful. He hasn't had a drop in these many years. And he just said God supernaturally took it away. That desire to drink and
really?
All that. Oh, yeah, he's
got
a great story.
That's a big testimony.
Yeah, and he works really hard. He does some great work. He's worked for me a number of times. So appreciate him. And
Daryl Kennedy's article.
Oh, Daryl Kennedy. Yeah, we appreciate Daryl. He's a great guy. Going to Israel with me in October. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, AlarmX. You have any issues with alarms or safety or cameras over your home or business or different things? That's our good friend Phil Wright, Wright Ice Cream.
Yeah.
He provided ice cream at our 20th anniversary, our 20th birthday party here at Lincoln Square.
I know, I remember that. That's great.
Yeah, Phil and Susan Wright, they have a little ad about AlarmX and how they can bring peace of mind to you and your loved ones. So.
I don't want to forget to mention, since we may not get back to the paper at all, the June edition, Wordsmith's workshop this time is so cool in June.
Oh.
All these animals. And all these, like, a murder of crows, a colony of bats, a crash of rhinos,
what's
a pounce of cats.
A murder?
Uh-huh. Murder of crows, a colony of bats, a crash of rhinos, a pounce of cats.
Oh.
And so much more in this article. It's a great article.
June edition. Get them before they run out of the area location near you, or read it online, primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifeTimes.com. Now, tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to launch into your book.
We're going to really do it.
All right. Be tuned in tomorrow. We're really going to do it. From the Beginning, Memories of an African Son by Marianne Simpkins, tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.